Well, as at the risk of being repetitious, we cannot tell you what an honor it is to once again stand in this auditorium before this company of people. We said it last year when we came, we've said it every year prior to that, that we so love to be among the people in the church that we love most, with the pastoral team we respect most, with the friends that we've come to cherish most over the years.
And as we saw you all walk in, there were some faces that were new to us. We haven't had the privilege of meeting you yet, but we look forward to meeting you today. Some of you, as you walk through this door, we realize we've been walking with you for 20 or 30 years, which makes it all the more humbling that you're here today, that you are so eager to learn and grow. You humble us and you inspire us.
And once again, we do want to thank Brian and the Family Life team. The investment that they make to provide a context like this doesn't just happen. Brian's assistant, Katie, who has certainly earned her money working with me and trying to get this thing together, we want to thank her as well. But I trust that you recognize a setting like this isn't just an event. It's really a reflection of the pastor's desire to care for you, instruct you, equip you, making sure that you're experiencing the grace of God in as many ways possible. You are in very good hands with this man and the team that he's put together. As Brian mentioned, Betsy and I have been part of the church since its beginnings in 1977, and my first 27 years in pastoring were primarily focusing on marriages and couples and families. And when we transitioned to the family to the pastor's college 8 years ago, we've been able to once again serve in the context of pastoring, caring for married couples, and what a privilege that has been.
And for those of you who may not know us, a little bit about our family. We have four children. Our oldest daughter, Kelly, is married to Josh Murphy. They have three children, Kira, JJ, and Alana. We are Amma and Bappa, and we are having a blast because they get all the work and we get all the fun. Josh and Kelly lead a care group here at Covenant Life. Our daughter, Courtney, is married to Noah Welch, and they attend our sister church, Covenant Fellowship in Philadelphia, where Noah serves on the worship team and Courtney in children's ministry. Our son, Garrett, and his wife, Elise, attend Covenant Life. They are about to celebrate their second anniversary in May, and they lead a small group of college singles. And our son, Evan, is a sophomore in college, and he attends Garrett and Elise's care group. And then there's Kyler the dog.
Did you want to start there?
Ladies, can I just tell you in particular what an honor it is for me to be a part of you this morning? I am already affected by your humility, which is demonstrated simply by your presence here today. I am aware of the sheer work involved in getting here. Perhaps you are here after a long week at work. Perhaps you're here after a long week with the children. But you're here. And Saturdays can be precious. Perhaps they're the only day in the week you get to sleep in just a half an hour. Or maybe get caught up, but you're here because you want to grow in godliness. You want to know how to more fruitfully, effectively, and sweetly love your husband. Ladies, I am profoundly affected by that. It's such an honor to be here with you today.
Whether we've been serving in Covenant Life on the pastoral team or whether we've been serving in the pastor's college, the special delight for us has been to focus on the glorious and wondrous gift of marriage. What a privilege this is. We've taught this for years. We never tire of it, and we constantly need it. We might as well be here with a mirror in front of us because we need everything that we're about to share. And every time we speak, our goal is not to be exhaustive. There are numbers of seminars, numbers of topics, but what we are trying to do is point to God's Word, point to God's love, point to God's grace in a way that maybe will just stir a bit of hope, a bit of faith, a practical step of application, so that you are experiencing fruit in some additional foundational area of your marriage. We've covered topics like God's purpose and plan for marriage. To realize that what we are experiencing is a gift from God. We love to talk about how our marriages are to find their purpose in God Himself. how our marriages are to find their hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ and His love and His mercy and His care for us. And our hope is to also talk about God's purpose in a way that compels us to not just start with what we have to do, but to start with what He's already done. The love that He's lavished on us in Jesus Christ. And we also trust that not only are we pushing, nudging, compelling to find God's purpose for your marriage, to find God's hope in the gospel, but also to make sure that we are recognizing our need that every marriage find its home in a local church where we are cared for, led, and instructed.
Another topic that we address is the gift of fellowship and communication. And we also know from personal experience that communication can break down and result in conflict. And what a privilege it is for us to be able to share of God's mercy and grace and forgiveness towards us that then enables us to resolve every conflict and be fully reconciled to one another. And that for us, it hasn't been the absence of conflict that has resulted in strengthening our marriage, but by God's grace, it has been our efforts to biblically resolve conflicts that have really strengthened our marriage. And somehow, whenever we share on that topic of conflict resolution, there always seems to be fresh illustrations for us to share.
We keep praying and asking the Lord that what we have is sufficient, but the Lord seems delighted to give us new ones to serve you. So I'm glad that's not what we're talking about this morning.
Although we almost had one last night.
Yes, we did. Preparing, yes.
We abandoned it before it
yes,
broke out.
Yes, we did. We did. Another topic, and who wouldn't want to talk about this one, is romance. Whether we're talking about celebrating some extravagant and elaborate memory that you want to create, whether we're talking about just regularly enjoying time together on a regular basis, just because you enjoy one another's company, whether we're talking about enjoying the pleasures of sexual intimacy, or as importantly, if not more importantly, just savoring the daily expressions of gratefulness and affection, appreciation, gratitude, love, and care that really do fuel the fires of romance throughout life, from I do till death do us part. It's God's intention that that be an integral part of our marriage. Today, we're going to talk about the distinct roles that God has given us as men and women, as husbands and wives. The goal is to point to help instruct in how that brings glory to God and how it reflects Christ in the church when we go to the Word of God, see how God has designed creation, design marriage, design the church, and not only benefit, but be a blessing to others as we function in the roles God has given us.
And let us lay to rest right off the bat that we do not speak as experts. Writing a book doesn't make us experts. Standing up here doesn't make us experts. Actually, we wish our book on the front page had compiled by. Because what do we have that we haven't received? Whether we're sharing up here, whether the pages of the book, they're just echoes of the voices that have served us for almost 34 years of our marriage, providing instruction from Scripture, example and counsel and correction and forbearance and friendship. Folks like our heroes, CJ and Carolyn Mahaney, our dear, dear friends, John and Nancy Loftness, friends for over 30 years, our care group leaders, Kenneth and Valerie Moresco, and now our care group leader for the past 8 years, Bob and Julie Coughlin, and Jeff and Julie Perswell. These folks have invested much help for us over the years. Any encouragement we get for any help, it just prompts us to praise God and then to turn and thank those who have served us all these years. We are a group project. And we have just benefited from the spiritual instruction and example of so many others.
And as we've talked about each of these topics, we've shared with them their materials and resources available. But they're categories that God wants us attending to so that we really are experiencing all that He intends in marriage. Please don't segment what we're having today separate from the gospel. Separate from God's purpose and plan for marriage, separate from the importance of communication. They do weave together. I do want to pause here and acknowledge in a group this size, there are a variety of marriages. There are marriages that are brand new. There are marriages that have walked together by the grace of God for decades. There are people whose marriages are strong. There are people whose marriages are struggling. We're aware of that. There are singles here that are young and eagerly anticipating. There are folks that have been waiting for a while. There are folks that have had experience from the past. What we want to say to each and every one of them, of you, while we don't know your situation, we don't know your circumstance, we don't know whether you're a member here or a guest, we don't know whether you know and trust Jesus Christ or that's just new and you were invited to a seminar so you came. We do know this. We know the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that we can listen today with hope and anticipation because there is one who has paved the way for everything we need for life and godliness. There is one who paid a price so that we could access all of heaven's resource to bring to bear on our marriages. Maybe you came in today more aware of where you're sinning and falling short and not doing such a great job. Maybe you came in aware of where your husband or wife is falling short and not doing such a great job. Maybe you've come in just not sure what to do next. We're hoping that as a result of our time together, you'll be able to, first of all, have a stirring of faith, an anticipation of hope, but also some small practical step that can begin to move you forward in what God intends for your marriage. You have drawn near, hoping to hear something from God's word. He's promised to draw near to you. You've come and humbled yourselves, asking for help, wanting instruction. God says he will give grace to the humble. And for those of you who might be guests and don't know Jesus Christ, we would encourage you to listen not only to what we're going to be saying about marriage, but what we're saying about the one who makes a glorious and fruitful marriage possible.
And one last thing. My hope, ladies, is that today you'll hear several things that will be helpful and uniquely apply to you. May I encourage you to pick one, maybe two things to focus on? God has only ever asked me to grow one step at a time. And listen to this from David Powelson of the Christian Counseling and Education Foundation. He writes, "Just as we don't change all at once, so we don't swallow all of truth in one gulp. We are simple people. You can't remember 10 things at once. Invariably, if you could remember just one true thing, you'd be different. That is so true. One true thing can change me. And I just want to remind you that that one true thing, growth in that one area, will not remain isolated or contained to that one area. Growth cannot help but spill out. What are those one or two things that the Lord uniquely has for you today?"
In giving this introduction, we're hoping for a couple of things. Number one, just to assure you that we're right here with you, wanting to learn and needing to grow. There's progress that we want to continue to make. We also hope that the comments that we made at the outset have just pointed you a bit more Godward. Just a glimpse of the glorious purpose and plan that God has for our marriages, for your marriage. For your marriage to come. We also hope that just the few remarks that we've shared, as well as what we're going to share the rest of the morning, will stir faith because of the power of the gospel, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our hope is that you as singles would feel more equipped, more prepared, more filled with faith for what God has for you, and come to a place of even greater trust in God's sovereignty and timing. We trust that as a result of what you experienced today, you are more aware that your marriage, our marriage, can reflect Jesus Christ and the church in a way that brings glory to God, in a way that brings joy and fruit to your relationship, strength to your children, help to your local church, and light and salt to this community. That's what God intends for us. Now, ladies, before you hear from Betsy, and guys, before we head over to the event center, we want to take just a minute to pray together before we go. Our gracious God and Father, what a wonder it is to stand before you, accepted, forgiven, redeemed, because of the blood and sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can speak, that we can listen, that we can hear with hope-filled anticipation that you will meet us, that you will renew our minds, that you will change us from glory to glory. Lord, give us today the truths that we specifically need to hear. Help us to know and hear and recognize your voice on those particular areas in which we can make progress and bear fruit. Father, we do pray that no one here today would in any way look at the future strictly through the lens of the past, but through the lens of your word, through the lens of grace and forgiveness and mercy, through the lens of the gospel. Father, for our single brothers and sisters that are here, stir their hearts, Lord, with a confidence that you are at work, that your plan and timing are perfect, and let today be a means of helping them to recognize what it means to be not just husband and wife, but man and woman created in the image of God. Lord, we welcome you. We worship you and trust that all that transpires will bring you much glory and us much good. In Jesus' name. Amen.